To make up for lost time in Mazokt, and you can do extremely well, as I will explain in the course of the Shia. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Avas Chesed, primarily about the chiyuv to lend. If a person has money, articles, and somebody comes to borrow it, the mitzvah kesef talves ami. But he felt it necessary to append to that sefer the dinim of paying schar sochir bizmanai, based on the psukim and the Torah. One of them is in Parshas Kedoshim, loy sasha kisrecho v'loy sigzoy loy solin pula sochir itchad boiker. That's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. And in Parshas Kiseitze, the Torah says, "B'yoymoi sitein schoroi v'loy sovoi olav Hashemesh ki oniyu v'eilo hu noises nafshoi v'liriko alecho l'Hashem v'hoi b'chochei." Those are the two psukim in the Torah. And the Torah says that a worker has to be paid on time. It says if you employ a yid to do, we'll explain more details later on, it does a special halach of paying him on time. What's called on time? Obviously, all debts have to be paid. If you buy goods from the grocer or from the baker or from the candlestick maker, you also have to pay. But there's no specific halacha of paying on the same day. In the case of a person who has done work for you, the Torah specifically says, writes in two places, there's a din of paying on the day. What's the title on the day? Ibemes. In the Psukim is Do Astira, in Parshas Kedoshim it says, Loisolin Pula Sochi Itchad Boiker. You mustn't keep the wages of a hired person with you till the morning. It says you can keep it all night, but you mustn't keep it till Avodah Shachar. In Kiseitze it says, B'yoymo Sitin Schorai, V'loisova Olav HaShemesh. The sun should not set before you've made your payments. So the Gemara says, the Chayre, it's a stira. One says you must pay by the end of the day, and one says you must pay by the end of the night. So the Gemara says, in Bob Masir, Daf Kuf Yud, that both are true. If a person has worked, as used to be the custom, many of you have learned at the beginning of Brochus, the custom was to work from early morning from daybreak till the end of the day. People used to work. So if a person has worked from a whole day, then at the end of the day, you have to pay him, you have 12 hours in which to pay him, the whole night. And there the Torah says, Leisolim porasochi itchad boik, you have another 12 hours in which to pay him. But if a person is a night worker, and he finishes at daybreak, then you have the next 12 hours, the 12 hours of the day in which to pay him. So there's always pashtus, another 12 hours in which to pay. He states up in the Gemara, that's only if he worked from the beginning to the end. But if he finishes his work in the middle of the day, then you only have till the end of that day, and there can be cases where you have only a few minutes. If he finishes a few minutes before Shkia, then you only have till Shkia Sachamo in which to pay him, which will depend whether the end of the day is Shkia Sachamo, whether it says Kechovim, it says Sofi Ben Ashmoshes, the Mechofetz Chaim says, like he says on Shabbos, you have to machmeh, sveike der aisa, make sure you stop work before Shkia on Leil Shabbos or Leil Yom Tov, hu adin, you have to make sure you pay your worker before Ben Ashmoshes, before Shkia Sachamo. If you work till Shkia Sachamo, then the Sofi should pay him before Seisik Kechovim, in case it's still day. If you work till Seisik Kechovim, then you've got the whole night in which to pay him. Why do I say it's a lifesaver? For two reasons. First of all, the reason why the Chofetz Chaim, and we'll come to the details shortly, the reason why the Chofetz Chaim felt it necessary to write out these halachos, although be'emes, there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, which has all these dinim written out very clearly, in Shia and Lamed Tes, in Choshen Mishpat. Nevertheless, the Chofetz Chaim felt that this was one of those mitzvahs that is sadly neglected, and the Chofetz Chaim writes that he found a Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Lech Norei, he says, in his introduction to this, Madi'isa b'Zohar HaKadosh Parashas Kedoshim, Loisolin Pula Sochir Amai, Ere Mikrachino Ishtama, Tetsi B'yoyim Ha'isitin Schol V'Somer Or HaShemesh, is Zahir, the Loisis Kanesh, Beginoi La'alma Ad Lo Yemote Zimnoch Rizkanosha. be careful, chas v'shalom, that a person shouldn't leave this world before his time because he didn't pay his workers on time. Nishno does. Now the other way around. Man de ashtel menafsha de miskena filu de motza yoimel istalko me'alma kut shebrichu ashlim lenafshe v'lo yoiv lechayin yatir. A person is makpid. I can't imagine it's for a one-off, because on a one-off occasion a person pays his worker on time, he'll get an extension of his life. But he makes it a habit, he makes it a principle, that he pays his worker, and we'll see in a minute what's called a worker. But then, if a person pays a worker on time, then he can be zeicher to have extra time put onto his life. As it should be yoivlei chayin yatir, a person can get extra life from being makpid on paying a worker on time. Says gebalte gezach. What the Chofetz Chaim doesn't say, but I allow myself to say it, is that from the Chofetz Chaim you see that this is one of the mitzvahs which people tend to be slack on. And in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, Vohoya Ekev Tishmunei Samishpotim Ma'elu Shmartim Vasisim Oysom Vashomar Hashem Alekecho Lecho Esabris Vesaches. So Rashi says, why did the Torah say Vohoya Ekev Tishmun? So Rashi says, in mitzvah is kalo is she'odom dosh ba'akev of Tishmun. If you listen to and you take note of and are careful about those mitzvahs which people tend to treat lightly, then there's a list of brochas, according to my cheshbon, 15 brochas in the Torah, which come from being makpil on those mitzvahs which many people are slack. Vahevecho, uverecho, virbecho, uverech, privitnecho, friad mosecho, degoncho, viseroishcho, viserecho, shkarafecho, vashtoisenecho, boruch tir mikol ha'amim, leyevecho oko v'akor v'emtecho, v'eisei Hashem m'mcho kol choyli, chol mad mirzamech v'yitare simon boch, v'chaltas kol ha'amim. A huge list of brochas which come specifically, more than any other mitzvahs, if a person pays attention to those mitzvahs which people are inclined to disregard. So, let's start from the beginning. First of all, as I said to you, if a person works for a whole night, then you've got a whole day in which to pay him. If a person works for a whole day, then you've got the whole night in which to pay him. But, if the job is finished, and what's called a job, stated the Gemara, they hire a person to put you in, you say, put me in a light bulb. A little job. The Gemara's example is in a light bulb. The Gemara's talking about, there's a bunch of grapes hanging a bit too high for me to reach. And I say to somebody, will you do it for me? I've got no time. I'll give you a pound if you'll do it for me. So he cuts a bunch of grapes for you. That's the Moshe of the Gemara. Oh, I haven't got the money. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? So now, the shayla is, what's the pshat okay? What's the pshat okay? It's bemes doshtei shanisht in Shulchan Aruch, but this the Chofetz Chaim goes to town about in this particular halacha. And he says, very often, people will say yes, or they will nod, or they won't say anything, or they'll give a grunt, when in their heart of hearts they mean to say no, but it's pasnish. For a pound, can I say to somebody, no, I want it now. I don't want to wait till tomorrow, I want it now. Who's going to talk like that? It doesn't mean that in his heart of hearts that he really means it. Mamela, state in the Chofetz Chaim, is as I said, first let's see what state in the Gemara. In the Gemara state, that of course a person can make an arrangement that you should do work for me today, and I'll pay you, I only get my salary on a monthly basis, I'll pay you at the end of the month. You can take a decorator, you can get a person to do a big job, a small job, and you can say to him before you start the job, you know what, I won't be able to pay you till Friday, I won't be able to pay you till the end of the month. Maybe you can say to him, I won't be able to pay you this month, I've already committed myself, I won't be able to pay you till next month. Before you start, or before he, she starts, and please don't make a mistake, don't say because the Torah says you've only got 12 hours in which to pay, and it's a mitzvah seishas man groma, and it doesn't apply to women. I told Goma, I said, make sure I didn't make any mistake. I looked it up in the Chinuch. No, it was horrible with the cavers. Yeah, it applies. It's not a time related mitzvah because it can happen at any time. Whenever the job is finished, then you've got to the end of that 12 hour period in which to make the payment. So, Vadu, you can make an arrangement before it starts that you won't be able to pay him on time. And you'll tell him when you will pay him. I suppose you could even say, I'll pay you when I'll be able to if he accepts that. But, one thing is for sure, You know how hard people try to make sure they get a kosher esrog. An opportunity to mekayem a mitzvah aseh min haTorah is not something to be sneezed at. The Gemara says if you don't have a four-cornered garment, you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. But the Ben Shalom looks unfavorably at somebody who doesn't bother to wear a four-cornered garment, so he won't be chayev tzitzis. The Gemara says, "Be'idin arischem ashina lo." Of course you can get out of the whole mitzvah. You can say, "L'chatzchila, I won't be able to pay you on the day it's finished. I'll pay you when it suits me. I'll pay you at the end of the month," whatever it is, and that's it. And you're not over. But you've passed up an opportunity to perform a mitzvah which carries with it a gewaltige schar. And we don't, generally speaking, when it comes to opportunities to do mitzvah, say people go out of their way. Especially one like this, for which I've already explained to you, the whole brachas in Parshas Ekev, in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, are applicable to being makpid on paying on time. Memela, it's nishkan grace hachma to put it off and to avoid it. Another thing that has to be said is that the din b'yomai sitin schoroi is on the day. Once the day has passed, it becomes like every debt. You pay it whenever you can, and there's a pasuk which the Gemara brings in Mishle, don't drive the other person potty by saying, "Come tomorrow." "Oh, I haven't got it today, come tomorrow, come the day after, I'll give it to you, I'll bring it in to you, and forget about it." Thus, to put off payment for anything, for goods, for services, there's a pasuk which tells you it's a vicious to do that to the other person. Oh, but the mitzvah say we only sit in schorei and the sabbath of Hashemesh only applies in that 12 hours which the Torah gives you. Once it's passed, there's minatari no difference if it's 2 days later or 10 days later. But of course, like everything else, a person should pay their debts as soon as possible. I'll explain to you later on how we can use that halacha. I'll call upon him. That is the amount of time in which you have to pay. A gewaltige gemeisa, I looked for it. I looked to find it and I couldn't. I saw it years ago and therefore I cannot give you the name. One of the gedolei rabbonim in Yerushalayim of 100 years ago, when they still used to mend things, now they just throw them out and replace them. They used to mend things. You've got a hole in the bottom of your kettle. So it was somebody who could repair it. It was a pot mender. So this Rav, he had his kettle sprung a leak. And you knew that in his best medrash there was a yid who davened there, who was capable of mending pots. So he brought it along to shul one morning, and he gave it. He gave it to this man. He said, "If you don't mind, you bring it back when it's finished. Whenever you finish it, bring it back for me." That's right. The yid got to work straight away. He mended the pot, and he came to Maariv and brought it along to Maariv. The Rav davened and davened and davened. He waits 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Oh, no more. No more patience. So he left the kettle in front of the Rav's seat, behind, and he went home. Right. The Rav finishes his ma'esra, he sees the kettle, he picks it up, didn't repair it, but you almost sit in schore. So where you don't bring him in to work for you, but he is an uman, he's a worker, and you give him a job to do. So the din is, we go into more details later on, the din is, the time for payment is when you get the goods back into your possession. For as long as they're in his possession, even if he lets you know it's ready, the chiyuv to pay doesn't start till you collect the goods or till he delivers them to you. Once the goods come back into your possession, then you've got less of time when it comes to pay it. Look, what's he going to do? It's night time, it's after nacht, so now is the time when it's chayev, he's got to pay it before the next morning, before it gets light the next morning. Well, he's not right to see him before, so he went down to his house. Now this was one of these salt of the earth workers, early to bed and early to rise. He gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock at night, he's fast asleep, he knocks on the door gently, it's all dark, he's gone to bed. Now in England you'd have an answer perhaps to put the money through the letterbox. Well, I don't need to tell you, in Yerushalayim there's no letterboxes. Outside on the wall there are boxes which are hefka. It would be absolute. That would not be considered a payment to put money into the box out there. They don't have any letterboxes. They had no way of paying in the same night. So what did he do? They eat as early to bed and early to rise. When the light went on the next morning, it was still dark. The Rav was standing outside the door to pay him before daybreak. So he shouldn't be over on the lav in Mekayim Nasei. He was standing outside the door and he was ready to pay him, so he should pay him before the 12 hours has passed. Thus is Ha'elach Yid B'mazot. I'll call upon him for every service which a person renders for you. A person has to pay within the specified time, which is at the end of the 12 hours, unless he finishes just at the end of the day or the end of the night, then he's got the next 12 hours in which to pay. In the Shulchan Aruch states, afilu for a shava pruta, even for a shava pruta, the lav is still applicable, and the Ritval says afilu apochus mishava pruta. Now, of course, you can arrange for somebody to work for a week. You can arrange for a person to wait for a week and be paid at the end of the week. You can arrange a chatzchila. It doesn't have to be paid on a daily basis. You can pay a person monthly. All these arrangements are perfectly permissible, Arpitzera, as long as they are pre-arranged. Pre-arranged, you can always arrange that you'll pay a person at the end of the week, at the end of the month, even at the end of the year, if that's the arrangement you want to make. Many people pay school fees, which is also a schasach, that you employ the school or the teachers to teach your children, and you can arrange to pay, well, they like you to pay at the beginning of the year, but you could arrange to pay at the end of the year, as long as the arrangement was made before you started. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Chavoschai writes here, Be'erev Shabbos, Shabbidik Lipset Mibalocha, Ma'ad Zman Kredim Shkiyas Achamo. If you've got somebody working for you, and of course he knocks off before Shabbos comes in, Yesh Le Demaelif Raya Kredim Shkiyah. You've got to pay him before the sun sets. Quick. And you've got a few minutes in which to pay him. Now, let's be fair. In the Gemara state, two conditions that there are. One of them is only if he asks to be paid. But that is predicated on the assumption that if he doesn't ask, then he's moichel. Doesn't want immediate payment. He's been moichel his schus, his right to have immediate payment. So, Chofetz Chaim writes, if he comes in and he tells you, I've finished the job, doesn't say, please pay me, but he comes in, I've finished the job, that's called, why didn't he go home? I did tell you, just to let you know that you can use it now, that the work is, if he comes and says, I've finished, that means he is in effect saying, please, what, should he hold out his hand? Can you please pay me now? You've already arranged before, and how much it is. We'll talk about later about the arrangement you should make before. Upon him, if the mere fact that he comes in and says, that I've finished the job, I'm going now, everything okay? That does haste, as he asks for his wages. Not ask for his wages, it means he just disappears. And leave you a note that he's finished the job, or he makes it obvious that he's been. But if the fact that he comes and says to you, I've done the job, that is in effect, that he's asking for the payment. Now the shaila is, before I turn the page, the Chofetz Chaim writes here in Abbas Chesed, that's in the Gemara, it's not only for work done, but it certainly applies to the hire of kelim, of any utensils, of implements. You hire a car, you have to pay on the same day, although the person didn't do any personal service. You hire a phone from a phone company. Whatever the arrangement was to pay, on the day that you finished using it, or whatever the arrangement was, that's when payment becomes due. And it's got machlekes rishonim whether it applies to schar of karka. If you're a tenant and you rent a house, also if you arrange to pay on a certain day, according to many poskim, he says the bi'agrosh tetazay applies to hire of a house, property of land, and he says as ishtet preparation teres kainim marba filo schar karkois, pay for land, and as ishtet shara mishpot, and he says kol shiken. Renting a house, why is it a kol shiken? If you say it applies to land, surely a land is a house. A house is land, sorry. In Bemis and the Gemara, there's a shayla, I don't want to go into it, but there's a shayla where the tolush l'busayf chibro is considered as karka. This is not be'etem land itself. It is something which has been joined to the ground at a later stage. Chofetz Chaim says you should certainly be machmeh, unless you made a different arrangement. If you didn't make a different arrangement, then day, pure payment is due on the day. Let's say, what steps does the employer need to take to make sure that he has the money? Because states in the Gemara that if for some reason or another he doesn't have the money to pay, then he's not over the lav. The Torah says, "Loisolin pula sochi itcho ad boiker." What's that? Itcho. Loisolin pula sochi ad boiker. Don't keep the wages of the person who's worked for you till the morning. Why is the Lashon Itchos? Itchos mashma, it's with you. You've got it in your pocket, or you've got it in the drawer, or you've got it in the safe. you can't be bothered opening the safe or taking out the money. It's itcho, but you've got it. If you haven't got it, you're not over. But let's qualify that. First of all, the chinuch writes, don't hire people if you know you won't have the money to pay them when the job is finished, unless you notify them before, and you can say, as I said to you at the beginning, you can say, I won't be able to pay you till I get my wages, my salary at the end of the month, whatever the case may be. But if you didn't tell them that in advance, then it's your duty to see that you have got the money when it comes to the time that, and you don't know exactly when the job will be finished, so you make sure that you have it available. Does this zicha that you will be obliged to go to a cash machine to take out cash if you have the facility? You're obliged to get out the money in order to be able to pay it. What I was concerned about is Rashi in Chumash says, it doesn't say exactly to what extent, but the Lashon of Rashi in Chumash is interesting. Rashi says, Loisolin Polas Sochi Itchad Baika. So Rashi says, he finishes after sunset. The fikos man give his chol kol alaylo. Ubumokam acheru oimer v'leisobo la b'shemesh medabe b'schi alaylo. Worked all night. Shashlomos pulosim shiyale mura shacha. Lefi shenosno toiro zman lebalabayis oino levakeish mois. Rashi says, he's given the 12-hour period in which to find the money. He's been working for a week, so the Torah given 12 hours in which to pay it, to find the money. Vayishtesh, he's mechuyev to go and find it. So does this zikha, that if you've got a debit card, you're zikha mechuyev to take out the money in order to be able to pay it. I have to go all the way to the nearest cash machine? No. It shouldn't be very far. So then you're zikha. The shaila is, what happens if you haven't got a debit card, or you've got no money in your account, and you only have a credit card? So as soon as you take it, money out, you become liable to pay interest. Am I mechuyev to pay interest? So I saw the chinuch writes, v'im ein yochay lepoyrei, elo im kein ye'abed harbe mishaloi. You can have a major loss. And maybe someone would have to close down on a savings account in order to pay the moshel, and their penalties, that sort of money, is not mechuyev. It may lose a month's interest, or whatever the case may be. Then perhaps he's not mechuyev. You can say he's got no money. But if he's got a credit card, so it'll cost him a few pounds in interest, that depends of course what the sum is, that is not considered yabed harba. That doesn't mean there's a large loss. There's not a large loss. He has to bear the loss. He should have been sensible. He should have arranged in advance that he'd have the money. It's in Chinuch Mitzvah Tov Kuf Pei Ches, which I also checked up to say, as I said to you before, Noi Bezchorim B'Nekevus, another Mitzvah Seishim Agroma. And the Chabas Chaim writes, in Yochel Lehasik Mois, Lil Bois, Sorek Lil Bois. If you've got somebody to lend you the money without any problems, you go around, excuse me, can I have you? Whatever it is, can you lend me some money for a couple of days? The other person willing to lend you, that's fine. So you're certainly Mechuyev to take money out of a machine in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Yet state as a. The Chofetz Chaim writes, and this is where many people, I think, fall down, and they think, if you take a child at the bar mitzvah, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, tidy, put away all the sidurim, whatever it is you ask him, or whatever it is, some little job, and I'll give you, I'll give it to you tomorrow. So I even said the raisa. The fact that the person who does the work is a child doesn't make the slightest difference. Exactly the same chiyuv on a child. Sorry, there's nothing to talk. I hope I have time to another few minutes. First of all, we started late, and second of all, it's chalamayit. Yeah, even if a child does the work for you, it's exactly the same chiyuv, the tesis and perik ben seira moira, that schar pu'ula is mechuyev ben atoira to pay. It's exactly the same chiyuv to a child. The only exception is parents to their own children. Parents, if they ask a child to do something, they promise them something in return, that's not hiring a worker, because the child is mechuyev to ask, Mr. Saseyev, keep it out of aim. It's mechuyev and I'm to do it. This is a gift which you're giving them, there's a prize. But if you ask somebody to say, who's not your own child, to do a job for you, you've got exactly the same chiyuv to pay him. So I'll tell you a fascinating, the second bi'alocha in Chelek Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah. Second bi'alocha. This man is out on Friday afternoon, he wants to pick up his Shabbos talis from the cleaners, let's say, Yiddish cleaners, yeah? The fact that they've got Goyish workers there, but the cleaners belongs to a Yid, then he is the person you're dealing with, he is the person who you owe the money to, and you want to buy food for Shabbos at the same time. Short of money, can't find my card, Mr. Seder Isa, isn't it, to have a Sochas Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha, to have nice food for Shabbos. So the Chofetz Chaim, don't be silly. It's far more important to pay the priotalis. It's very, very, first of all, Shetish in the Torah, after a special food for Shabbos, and Medivri Seferim. It's not Minatayra, it's Medivri from the Tanakh. Obagor is an Asay and a Lois Asay. Avad is more important, even if you go short of food on Shabbos. Doesn't matter. That comes, that takes priority. But what the Chofetz Chaim emphasized again and again, what you arrange with a person beforehand is genuine. If he didn't like the terms, then he wouldn't have accepted the job. The mere fact he accepted the job means he agreed to your terms. But after the job is finished, and then you say to him, I'm sorry, I can't do it, is it okay? And the Chofetz Chaim says, much worse than that. A person knocks off the last few pounds, comes to 943 pounds, his 940, 941 50. So do you knock off one pruta and you don't pay him, and yen is not meichel b'leiv shalem, why should he be meichel? He worked for it, he's entitled to it. It's past the nisht. The fact it's past the nisht is not meichel b'leiv shalem. If it knock off one pi, you know what Chofetz Chaim says? You remain posel le'edus for the rest of your life. The mensch is oivy gevein le'sashik sochia, and as they say Chofetz Chaim for one pruta, and he says, no, take that person as an aid for Kiddushin, because he's a possible aid. In Yenna wasn't Moichel Belev Sholem, you're looking at the Tefillah Zaka, and Moichel, anything that any chutz me mamash ochel haitzapidin. So now the modern Hafzayim wrote, I intend to be Moisit, but I don't intend, Stam los nachoiv, Yenna's all, have to go to Gehenna for it. Doesn't it? Obak Kuponim, everybody has to know, if you can't pay the full amount, then you should pay as much as you've got. You've got money. Ask your wife to empty all her bags and see how much money she's got. Pay them as much as you've got. Even if you can't pay the full amount, you pay part of it. But I want to tell you one thing which is very, very nege'a halacha l'maisa. A person, I must tell you, I had a lady on the phone, literally in tears. She says, my husband delivers the children and takes them to school in a van every day. It's hard work, all weathers, no days off, and they're supposed to pay at the end of the week. She says, there are so many people that owe me money, I don't have money to buy food for Shabbos. There's so many people that owe money, 1 week, 2 weeks. She said, some people are owing 13 weeks. Can you imagine, Rahman al-Hassan, how many times they've been over, and what sa'ad, of course, that person, that his wife had to get on the phone and cry to me, she hasn't got money to buy food for Shabbos, and people owe them hundreds of pounds, and they're outstanding, and they leave it. They don't realize the severity of it. Mamela, I come back to what we said, and now I'm going to give you some good advice to state Nishna Chofetz Chaim. It came out in conversation with the other Rabbonim. You take a Yiddish man, and you ask him, your roof is leaking, and you ask him to repair it for you. Finish the job, pay him on the day. What are you going to do if it's still leaking next time it rains? It's no problem, raining all the time. But sometimes weeks can go by, it doesn't rain. I'm frightened to part with the last penny, because once you've paid him, then you try and get him back. You try, yes, I'm very busy this week, next week, the week after. As long as you haven't paid the full amount, he'll come back quickly enough. Oh, but Mr. Daraisa, be over sitting in Schor, Yiddish Arbiter, what am I supposed to do? What's the Eitzah? So I've got an Eitzah for you. I told you before, the Din HaTorah only applies to payment for services, not for goods. So you can say to me, can you break down this bill and tell me how much of it is for the work, labor, and how much is for the materials? I'll pay you the labor charge. But I've got to, before I pay the material charge, I've got to be sure that it's not leaking. I've got to be sure it's working properly. For the work that he's done, you've paid him. There's no love. For the goods, I have a perfectly legitimate reason for hold back the money. I want to see whether the job was done properly or not. So you split it up, and you say, for the labor I'm paying you, for the goods I'll pay you when I've been ensured that the job is working properly. So I come back to where I started. The Torah promises you, if a person's nizah on paying on time, because that is a mitzvah shalom dosh ba'keivo. Many, many people, big things that, hey, little jobs, here and there, I'll give it to you, yeah, it's okay, it's okay. Before you start, you can make any arrangements you like. If he doesn't like the terms, he won't take the job. After the job, you can never be sure that he's moichu b'lev shalom, he's not moichu b'lev shalom, I feel there's a put outside here, knock off the last 10p, it's ken zayin chas v'sholom yo'iva, alav deraisa, which I don't want to go into talk about perhaps another time. A person can have to be reborn in order to pay a chayv that was outstanding. I did a very brief mice. There was a Mrs. Clifford was nifta in, had no children, was nifta in the Schoenfeld Square, and a few nights later she appeared to her niece in a dream, and she said, I can't get into my place in Gan Eden. What's the problem? I borrowed a book from the Aguda library and it's still lying in my bedroom. I'll tell you exactly where it is. She told her where the book was lying, and she went the next day, she found it, paid back the Aguda library, she never saw her aunt again. Person can't get into their place in Gan Eden if they're left with debts outstanding in this world. So Baruch Hashem should help us all. We should always pay our debts to people and our debts to Baruch Hashem. We should all be zeicher to Piskatova, Gemar Chasimatova, with Brocha, Natzloch, and Al Enyonim, Afreilich and Yomtov, and Siyata Dishmai, and everything that you undertake. And Baruch Hashem help us arrange to stop to sit in the Sukkah. And we should all be zeicher good to bench to Azisa, Yoshona, Tova, Masukkah. Brocha, Matzlocha, Gmach, Simasev, and Kolsov.